Hi, welcome back to Lead with Local. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Mallory.
Today we are going to do one of our favorite things. We are so excited. We are going to drink champagne. Actually, we're going to taste test Champs.
Or Champs, if you're like a normal person.
But if you're like me, it's Champs.
It's Champs.
Okay, so we're going to do two.
So this is my favorite thing to do. My girlfriend and I
drink champagne?
Well, yeah. My girlfriend and I last year, it was during a snow day, and they had already canceled school for like the
next
day.
I can guess which girlfriend this is.
We were like, you know what? We should do like a champagne tasting. So, but it's hard to tell the difference if you don't actually know what you're drinking. So we've got Veuve.
I love how she says it. Veuve. Very French.
Which everybody knows is like... It's kind of like the Taylor Swift of champagnes right now.
Yeah, it's like the, I mean,
it's everyone. Like everybody loves it. It's classy. Mm-hmm. It's a little expensive.
It's a step up from this.
Yes.
But this is what we usually
always drink.
Drink.
It's the La Marca. So it's, can we professional champagne drinkers tell the difference? And so we are going to put it to the test and see if it's really worth paying $60 for a bottle of Veuve. If you like the La Marca better.
Or you could drive to Florida and get it for $50.
Oh, that's, well, it would make sense because driving to Florida is
actually
cheap.
$48.99, so right?
Oh, there you go.
Lots of good stories.
Yes. Okay,
road
so
trip.
Those of you that are watching, I'm going to show you, I am a professional bottle popper.
Do you want me to open?
You open that one.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're not watching and you're listening, I'm going to describe. So you take the paper off. So champagne... You can either make it like explode if you're wanting to, and like the fountain, and you know, people sometimes cut it with the saber and all that stuff.
Do you?
I am not trusted with knives. Sorry.
So like if you're thinking like New Year's Eve or a big celebration, somebody just
where
got
you
engaged.
Want it to be like,
yeah,
whoop,
like
okay.
Really make a statement, that's when you get the saber.
Yes, but that this is where I get a little upset because you waste so much champagne with that, with it like overflowing out. I'm more of like the quiet, like kind of just twist it off and pop it. So it like, it lets its presence known because it goes, but.
I'm struggling with the foil. There we go.
You don't have to spill half of your champagne.
Right. That's why I like the quiet too, because we don't want to waste it.
No.
And the difference, in case you don't know, which I'm sure you do, between champagne and wine is you can save wine. You cannot champagne.
That's why you drink the whole bottle?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So this is how I twist. Oh, see that?
Okay. It still was.
That wasn't really instructive or informative, but it just came, it popped right out. That's because it's expensive.
Okay. So let's see what the cheap.
Let's see how it pops.
Okay. And I don't like it to pop loud. I'm very scared of it. Oh my goodness.
Woo! Woo! See, that's like that's kind of like my dinner bell. Like, if I hear that sound, I'm like, I'm coming!
Mallory comes running. She
I
can
come.
Hear it. So be careful, neighbors.
I can hear it from like a mile away.
If you're opening up a bottle of Champs outside.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Unless you want Mallory.
I have
there.
Like dog ears when it comes to that.
I love it.
Like somebody three houses over just opened a bottle of champagne.
Clay, I'm going on a walk.
Yes.
I'll be right back.
Yes. Okay, so you turn and look at this lovely landscape.
Of our great city.
Yes. Okay. So if you're watching us on YouTube, you're going to see
my back is toward you.
Which one is which? If not, and you're listening, just bear with me. So I'm pouring each champagne into the glass.
I can't wait for this.
And, ooh, look, it's so fuzzy and bubbly. Like, how can you not like champagne? Like, it's just a happy, happy little drink.
It is a happy little
would
drink.
Mimosa kind of girl?
Mimosa with no OJ, yes.
So yeah, just a bottle or glass of champagne. I do that a lot too. Pomegranate, though, is really good in champagne.
But
and it's healthy.
Acceptable to order a mimosa without OJ or light OJ. We're at, like at 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crap, I forgot which one I poured.
Maybe I should just step out of view.
Yes. Okay.
Can I come back?
Hold on. I'm mixing them up. Okay. Come back.
Okay.
So you've got this in this.
Okay, first we're gonna see, is there a color difference? No. Okay.
Both bubbly.
See if I have expensive taste, which I do.
All right.
But let's see if I can tell the difference.
And I wanna know if you get hints of apricot or tomato.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I should remember this. We just had it last night.
It's hard when you don't know when it's not in the bottle. Wow. Okay. But what did you think of this one? First one. Was it bubbly? Did it have an aftertaste? Did it?
So that one is really, really bubbly.
Okay.
Like super bubbly.
So what about number two?
Yeah.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. We will taste the champagne for you guys.
We're available for hire.
Yes.
Okay, that one is not as bubbly.
Okay. So
I am going to go. I'm going to say that this one is the Veuve.
That's Veuve.
Yep.
And that Veuve.
Veuve.
And that is the little mark.
So I got it right.
You are incorrect.
What?
This is Veuve.
No
and
way.
That's the markup.
Okay. So now,
you don't need the $60 bottle.
I guess I don't.
Now let's put me to the test.
Which is kind of shocking because usually everything, shopping anything, my eye is caught to the most expensive thing.
I thought you were going to get it when you said it was more bubbly. But maybe
it's
now I'll cheat because now I'll know it's more bubbly.
See, you're going to totally cheat.
Okay, I'm going to turn and I'm hiding my eyes.
Okay. I can also see that I need someone to wash these dishes a little better than they're doing.
Those are mine. Are
no,
they dirty?
Mine.
I'm like, those are
no
mine.
No ones I brought.
You're calling out my dirty dishes?
No,
okay, those
mine.
Are yours.
And I'm the dishwasher, so I need to definitely do a better job or make someone else do it. Okay. Help me remember.
I had the same problem. I couldn't remember.
I know.
Which was which.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Oh, dear.
Ooh.
Yes. Here, let me put it right there.
Okay. Heavy pours on this one. Okay.
As we eagerly await to see if she can tell.
Okay. This is sweet.
Okay. I'm really impressed.
Refined palate. Hello. It's really sweet.
Okay.
Has a little bit of an aftertaste.
Bubbles, no bubbles?
Little bit of bubbles.
Okay.
Okay. This one, not as sweet.
Okay.
Very bubbly.
Okay.
So, we probably should have done this at the same time.
We probably should have done this at
because
the same time.
Because I'm like, this one, you're right. The Veuve is more bubble. Maybe you paid for the bubbles.
Right.
But.
Still, you would have thought that I would have gotten that right.
In all honesty, I don't think I would have known the difference between the two. The Veuve is a little less sweet than the La Marca. Or maybe it's just because I drank way too much of the La Marca last night that it just is not hitting the spot today.
It tastes pretty good.
Yeah. It's good. Okay, so speaking of champagne and bars, I read there is a Harry Potter bar coming to Power and Light.
If that's your thing, a pop-up bar.
So, that we talked about going, but then we thought, probably not our scene.
We were going to go. There was a Barbie pop-up bar this summer.
Yes.
I think there were several, actually. And we were supposed to go, but we ended up
not going.
Yes. The only pop-up bar I've really been to is the Miracle
Bar. Okay, yeah. So speaking of pop-up bars, what would be your dream pop-up bar?
Really?
Yeah.
Where they play Grateful Dead music, it's 24/7, and it's not cover bands. It's actually just Dead & Company, Grateful Dead.
Well, what are you going to pick, John, or are you going to pick Jerry?
We're going to mix them both in.
Actually, I'm so proud of myself for remembering.
See, your trait, all my training with you is working.
It's working.
Okay, I'm super proud of you. We'll throw in a little Jerry Garcia band and a little John Mayer. We could even throw in just some Bobby Weir, on his own. But it would play that music, Grateful Dead, Dead & Company, 24/7, and they would serve champagne and Chardonnay.
So basically, your pop-up bar is your house.
Yeah.
as it is now.
Yeah. Okay. Only we'll also serve some food, unlike I did last night.
It's all right.
It's okay.
Okay. Mine, I think a really fun one would be a Real Housewives one, where like you could like flip a table, like all of like the most iconic things that you've done.
Yeah, the best moments. Like, I love that.
You could flip a table. You could, you know, remember Kim that wore all those fake wigs? Like there was like a wig room. You could try on wigs.
Amazing. Try
on. And then there's a like a pretend private jet, which these things really do exist. Like influencers will go sit on these things that look like private jets and take pictures.
Wait, for real?
For real.
They actually don't have a private jet?
Not like the big, like Taylor Swift, I'm pretty sure we can say she has a private jet.
Well, definitely.
But like some of these influencers that are like drinking their booze on the champagne might not actually be on a private jet.
That's amazing. I just learned something new.
So, yeah. So all the Real Housewives iconic moments.
Okay. That would be super fun. I can totally see that.
Yes.
That would be amazing. I definitely want to do the table flip.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you were going to be a housewife, we're still waiting for the call for them to come to Kansas. It's going to happen one of these days.
Just like the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And you know that if you've watched it at least one episode, you know that you've thought of like, what is my tagline? Everybody's thought of this. If you hate the Real Housewives, you've probably still even thought like, what would my tagline be? Just because the mind wanders and...
I know, it does. I don't know.
So
I don't...
what would your tagline be?
So... I don't know. Well, okay. So one of my very best friends in college, I had this, my mom's old BMW. And at some point along the way, it got wrecked. I wasn't in, I think somebody actually just like backed into it or something until like the quarter panel was totally damaged. And being in college, I was not paying for it. And my parents were like, we're not paying for it. Like we didn't do it. So my friend looked at me and she's like, oh my God, this car is just like you. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, super classy, but a little fucked up.
I like it.
I mean, I don't mean that. Like,
but I like it. You know, I feel like it's charming, but
it is charming.
Yeah.
And I think it's, you know, and it just, you know, all the crazy things that happen in life.
I think that's a good one
for
you.
I think it's kind of a good one.
I think that's a good one.
So there you go. What about you?
Okay. So mine would be just as we were talking podcast before, born and raised Kansas girl. So I got to give a shout out to Dorothy.
Okay.
And the Wizard of Oz. So I think I would say.
You told me earlier. I forget. I mean, something about the yellow brick.
Yeah. Well, no. There's no place like home, but if I follow the yellow brick road, it better take me to a beach. That's what mine would be.
Okay.
Because I love Kansas, but I love a beach.
Okay.
So.
I like it. Yeah. It's much.
Now, we just need Bravo. Call us.
Okay, call it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for joining us for our first Champs.
Chomps.
Tasting. We're going to do this multiple times with guests. To see if they can tell the difference as well.
See if we can play Stump the Guest.
Stump the Guest. And as the budget gets bigger, maybe we'll throw in some Cristal or some Dom.
I mean,
But the budget right now is just set.
We're dreaming high.
Yeah, the budget is set for Vuv right now.
Thank you.
So, yeah, so enjoy. Have a glass of champagne for us. Cheers. And remember, cheers. I won.
Cheers.